It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Stephen Skeep. Renee Montaigne is away. Foreign ministers from Iraq and its neighboring countries are gathering for a conference aimed at finding ways to stabilize Iraq. They're gathering in Istanbul, Turkey. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is among them. But this conference is in danger of being overshadowed. That's because of a crisis that has erupted on the border between the host country, Turkey, and the Kurdish-controlled section of Iraq. NPR's Ivan Watson is covering this story, and he's on the line from Istanbul. And Ivan, will you start out by explaining, from the U.S. perspective, the nightmare scenario here? What's the worst that could happen?
Well, their theory is that the Turks can go through on their ultimatum to cross the border unilaterally with a military operation to essentially invade northern Iraq, with the argument that they're going after Kurdish PKK rebels, and that could touch off basically a race war, an ethnic war between the Turks and the Iraqi Kurds who control northern Iraq.
And so you could end up with a much larger war than anybody intended to have at the beginning?
Exactly, and on the northern front of Iraq, which up until now has been the most stable part of that country.
At the same time, you've got Turkish officials who say they have this problem with Kurdish militants who attack them and then retreat to sanctuaries across the border. What can the United States offer the Turks to help them with that situation?
Well, one step that Condoleezza Rice mentioned on her flight over to the Turkish capital was that she had called the Iraqi Kurdish leader Masoud Barzani yesterday and had urged him to distance himself from the Kurdish PKK rebels. The Turks have been accusing Masoud Barzani of, quote, aiding and abetting a terrorist organization. So that has really inflamed the tensions across the border between the Turks and the Iraqi Kurds. The Americans have offered intelligence assistance. There are reports in the Turkish press of U-2 spy planes being used to help gather information on the PKK rebels. But the Turks have said that this isn't enough. They say that we have waited, we have participated in commissions between the Americans and the Turks and the Iraqis for years now, and we haven't seen any progress, and we need direct action, we need direct results now.
You mentioned inflamed tensions with the Kurds across the border in Iraq. Have Iraq's Kurds said what they would do if Turkey violates the border?
Yesterday, the Iraqi Kurds said that they were stepping up security checkpoints around the PKK's remote mountain bases along the border with Turkey. They say they're trying to cut off supplies of fuel and food to the PKK rebels and prevent the rebels from leaving their mountain bases to infiltrate Iraqi cities. That's not likely to satisfy the Turks. They're going to want some further action. They're demanding the extradition of PKK rebels to Turkey. And yesterday, the Turks announced that they were going to impose economic sanctions, not only against the PKK, but against anybody they accuse of supporting the PKK. And they, again, as I mentioned, have directly accused Iraqi Kurdish leader Masoud Barzani of supporting that rebel organization.
We're talking with NPR's Ivan Watson in Istanbul, Turkey. He's covering what is supposed to be an effort to focus on Iraq, not Turkey, because Iraq's neighbors are meeting to discuss that country and the way forward. What is the purpose of this, Ivan?
Oh, the ministerial conference was aimed at trying to, you know, resolve the war in central Iraq. But the problem now, and also to bring on the Syrians and the Iranians, another chance basically for the Americans to talk to these rival countries to try to bring an end to the awful violence in the center of Iraq. The problem, though, is that the host country, Turkey, is now threatening to invade the north of Iraq. All of these neighboring countries now are preoccupied with this. Syria has announced its support for Turkey to go in against those PKK rebels. Iran has said, no, we'd like to mediate. We'd like to help negotiate a peaceful solution to this crisis.
What may seem like a side issue to the United States becomes the central issue if you're in Istanbul. NPR's Ivan Watson is there. Ivan, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Steve.